Injury-wise, following on from Colchester, how are you looking for this one?
I think we'll have a similar squad to that game. We're still obviously waiting for the international boys to see whether they'll be fit or not, particularly after the games and the travelling that they've had. So we'll assess that more in the morning rather than today.
Are they back now and will be in tomorrow, or is it kind of a late call? You might not see them till Friday afternoon, kind of thing.
Oh no, well, they'll be in tomorrow. They should be arriving in today, and obviously I would expect them to be in the country today. Marcelo's definitely in, and Ryan's obviously a very long journey going over to China. So we're just going to see them tomorrow, and we'll get a better feel for it then.
I know they're desperate to be involved, but I suppose particularly with Williams going all that way to then not play. As his club manager, or his current club manager, what do you make of that?
Well, it will, a complete waste of time. If he's not going to play, whether he's injured, which we don't know about yet at the moment, or whether he's just not in the thoughts of the manager, I think it's a hell of a lot of long way to drag somebody up the other side of the world, you know, and not have him involved. When we know, for quite well that he could have played for us last week, you know, and the benefit of the progression that he'll shown in his career type, I think would have been better from Fulham's point of view as well. We'll get to the bottom of it as to why he didn't play a little bit more clearer tomorrow. But to say that if he's over there and he's fit and he's okay to play and he didn't play, then it's a complete waste of time.
To change tack slightly with him, I know there's an extra week, but are the wheels turning to try and keep him for the third month? Because that will be pending next week or after the next couple of games, won't it?
Yes, in an ideal world, we'd like to keep Ryan on, you know, and like I said before, I think he's contributed, you know, greatly with the team in the last four, five, six, seven games he's played. So in the ideal world, I'd love to keep him on, yeah.
And perhaps because of where he is and the club that he's at, would you like to keep him, or is there any possibility at all that you might be able to get him back here in January?
That's a question I can't really answer at this moment, Andy. I think I think we've just got to take small steps in this one. You know, we'd like him to play this weekend, you know, if he's available, and the next couple of games as well before the end of his loan. The next move from that will be obviously to extend it for that third month if we can, and get us into January, and then hopefully take a view of it then. But listen, if he keeps progressing like he is, I don't see any reason why I wouldn't want to keep him, you know, for a longer period. But really, that's for a discussion later on.
A couple of other lads, if I may. Ruben Noble, Lazarus, obviously he's away from the football club at the minute. How are you assessing him and his progression?
Well, we are. He hasn't played full games, you know. Obviously, a massive input the other week when they went on to win the game against for Rochdale. Sorry, the other day. So we're keeping an eye on him. We're hoping that he gets more minutes, you know, under his belt. But that's obviously down to, you know, to Rochdale and whether they feel he's ready for that or not. But certainly, it's better than playing under 21 football. You know, when he stays here, you know, he's going to benefit more in that environment. So we'll take a view of that as the game starts ebbing away.
And you signed him, and he's not a young kid. Is he, mid-20s, Phoenix? How's he settled into life here and trying to have a full-time professional career?
I've been very pleased with him. I think his attitude and application has been excellent. It's just getting him the games and that, you know, and at the level that we want him to play at. But more importantly, it's his transition, you know, big transition from Telford to here. And obviously from part-time to full-time, you know, but that's what he's got to try and achieve, and he's going great guns at the moment, and I'll be delighted when he's up to speed and ready to play.
I suppose from your point of view, it must be great to have a situation where you can actually have a relatively settled side, because there's some pretty good players not getting in right now.
Yeah, that's, that's always going to be the case, a bit of frustration if players aren't playing and keeping them happy. But I have to say, you know, from that point of view, if you just ask the boys or you listen to the boys and you listen to them around the club, there's no animosity at all to the lads who are playing, because they understand they're playing well, you know, and it's difficult to swap and change teams when they're doing well, or players when they're doing well. And that's what we've been trying to instill into them all the time. You know, they've got the shirt and they've got to try and keep hold of it. And it's under intense pressure from people that are pushing behind them. because we know that any one of these could go in the team and stay in the team. So whilst we've got that competition, that's what we've always spoken about, and we've got it at the moment, and it's and let's hope we can keep it for a lot longer yet.
And part of the reason why I asked that is that obviously things are going very well at the moment. Some of what's happened recently has been built on loan players, Ramage, Cole. Yeah. How important is it that the club are able to keep those so you know where you are with them for the team for January and beyond?
Well, it's very important for us. We want to know where we are, you know, and not have it sprung on us in the 1st of January or just after. You know, we want to know where we are, and we're planning for the longer term in this season-wise. And that's what, you know, you spoke about Williams before. That's, you know, we'd like to get, you know, a bit of feedback from the parent clubs as to what the plans are for them. You know, with Devante, the talk's ongoing. So obviously that suggests that we'd like him to stay. Peter Ramage as well, similar to that effect. You know, so the ones that you're talking about there, really, that, you know, we've three out of the five I spoke about there that we'd like to keep. So obviously the conversations we need to have and are having at the moment. With Marcelo, I mean, he's just come. You know, I think we can take a view of that a little bit later on. From that perspective, and we've lost one, haven't we? Who's the other one? Ryan Trotter. Oh, Joe. Joe Dudgeon as well. Yeah, sorry, excuse me. It's and with Joe as well, that's a similar thing as well. I think the little bit of a break that Joe had out of the first team for two or three games, he's come back, you know, really on top of his game again. You know, so we think that it was the right thing to do at the time. And he's got that energy back again. So, if that thing continues, if it continues like that, you know, then obviously Joe will be in the equation as well.
I know nothing's definitive, but from those discussions, are you getting kind of positive feedback? And the reason why I say that is there are quotes doing the rounds from Ramage saying he wants to stay, and quotes attributed to Trotter's agent saying he wants to go back to Italy. So, I mean, what are you hearing?
The only thing that I'm hearing from where I am at the moment is they want to play for us. You know, whilst they're here, they want to play, which is great. Now, you know, there's obviously bigger pitches, you know, from one or two of the players, you know, and Marcelo, you know, whatever his ambitions are, I don't know. But the thing that satisfies me more than anything is that he decided he wanted to come out to us. You know, and in that meantime, in the period while he's with us, I would expect him to be playing out of his skin if he is going to want to move, and particularly if he wants to go back to Italy. You know, so if that is the case, then we benefit from it. You know, and if we have to say, you know, bye bye later on down the line, then great. But he'll have contributed while he's been here, and I have to say, really, that's really all the boys come into that equation as well. You know, I think we're really in a position where we can't dictate too much. You know, but we can give them the facility, if you like, to come in and enhance their careers either with us or to move on. So it can't do them any harm to come in and play this game and play as well as he possibly can for us, and that's where everybody benefits.
So Chesterfield next then, very easy trip for you. You don't have to go through wood seats at 2 miles an hour. You still live in the area, don't you?
I've been there for a long time. Yes, and I've always had a base there, you know. But you know, the same thing. I will be going through wood seats at 2 miles an hour because we're coming from here. So, in that respect, yes, we'll gather here. We'll have a pre-match here, and then we'll all travel together. But I mean, Chesterfield are going very well. I mean, I know you look at the results and you'll take an opinion of that. But I've been watching them two or three times now, and they're a good side. They're a very good side. They've been very unlucky, in particular one of the more recent games I went to, the Swindon game. And for 20-25 minutes at the start of that game, they were exceptional. And how they weren't two or three up in that period, I don't know. And unfortunately, he got them a little bit of a sucker blow. Went 1-0 down and they ended up losing the game. But, you know, it was enough for me to see in that 20-25 minutes that I did that they'll be a real, real handful for us, particularly at the Proac Stadium. So, we'll approach it like we did, you know, all the games in recent times, you know, but that little bit of an added incentive is a sort of a derby game, if you like. And the fans that we're taking over there, you know, is absolutely phenomenal at the moment in time. So in that respect, you know, we want to put a show on for them as well.
It's the style of play with Chesterfield, isn't it? It's very entertaining to watch. It's obviously brought them a lot of success in the last couple of years, but it's how they play with speed and on the floor.
Yeah, they've had a great success in great deal of success in the last few seasons, obviously with Paul in charge there, and they do play in a certain way, and if they get on top of you, it's very difficult to hold them back, but it's like everything, when you're not winning games, it's like you can be playing well, but you're losing a bit of confidence because you're not getting the results you think you deserve, and I would suggest that's what's been the occurrence for them for the last few games. By all accounts, they played very well at Crewe last week as well, but didn't get the win. But when you're not getting wins, you're not scoring goals, it's going to be a little bit of a dirt in confidence, and we've got to try and go into that arena with as much confidence as we can take in with us, and hopefully dent their confidence even more.
Could be quite an entertaining game, couldn't it? If Barnsley play to their strengths, we've just discussed Chesterfield, it could be quite an open contest.
It'll be as open as we want it to be open. I think we'll see what style or what complexity the game takes. From where we are, we're going into it, in good form. We're going in very, very confident, as we said before, and we've got areas where we think we can cause some problems. And we've got to utilise that to our maximum. But we'll be going there to win the game. Whatever happens during the 90 minutes, we'll have to adjust to that one way or the other. But we're going to win the game. We feel it's a game that we can go into and come away with a win, and that's how we'll approach it. Now, I'm sure that they'll want to do the same, being at home. Will it be an open game? It possibly might be an open game. I really don't know. But we've got to make sure that when we defend properly and solidly. And if that's for 90 minutes, we'll have to do it for 90 minutes.
Because that's the thing at the minute. Things are obviously going well, aren't they? But even against Colchester, it was about the ease in which they were allowed back in. Yes, you finished them off in the end, but it's just the volume of goals at the minute conceded.
Well, it is. There were two soft goals, weren't there? We've said it many times. I thought in games prior to that, we looked quite solid. But it was a mistake, and it was unlucky. The first goal, I think the boys miscontrolled it, and it's put two of our defenders on the back foot by a miscontrol. It's got a little bit of a fluky finish, but that's the way it goes in that respect. But we had enough in our locker to come back, and that's the main thing, is that we look like we've got goals in our team, and if we do concede, or whatever, I always feel that we've got enough to get our noses back in front again. And again, with the bench, you look at the bench as well. We can change it from there. So in that perspective, I think we're looking quite good. But obviously, in the if you want utopia, then we've got to stop conceding the goals.